Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Today, if you live on another continent, it's no big deal to visit America. You just get on a plane. But before the days of air travel, it took as many days to cross the Atlantic Ocean as it now takes hours. So when composers visited America in the 1800s and early 1900s, it was a very big deal. In 1892, to celebrate the 400th anniversary of Christopher Columbus's trip across the Atlantic, a wealthy woman named Jeanette Thurber decided to bring a famous composer over from Europe, the Old World, to teach at a music conservatory she'd founded in the New World, in New York to be exact. Mrs. Thurber offered Antonín Dvořák more money to teach for 1 year than he had made with all the music he'd composed so far in his life. So he said yes. The first piece Dvořák wrote in America was his Symphony No. 9, which he nicknamed From the New World. While he was in New York, Dvořák conducted a concert of his music at Carnegie Hall, which was brand new at the time. Just 1 year before, another famous composer was invited to come conduct his music for the grand opening of Carnegie Hall. Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky came all the way from Russia. Almost 40 years before Dvořák or Tchaikovsky came to America, a Belgian violinist named Henri Vieuxtemps stopped wowing audiences in Europe long enough to come wow them over here. When Vieuxtemps returned to Europe, he took back a little tune he'd picked up on this side of the Atlantic and turned it into a set of variations he called Souvenir of America. When Spanish composer Isaac Albéniz was young, he stowed away on a ship bound for South America. Albéniz worked his way north to the United States before going back to Spain. Another Spanish composer, Enrique Granados, wasn't so lucky when he headed home. Granados wrote a set of piano pieces called Goyescas, based on paintings by the great Spanish artist Francisco Goya. Then Granados wrote an opera based on his Goyescas. He came to New York for the first performance, which took place at the Metropolitan Opera in 1916, in the middle of World War I. The ship Granados sailed home on was hit by a German torpedo, and that was the end of him. For someone like Frederick Delius, who grew up in the north of England, Florida must have seemed very exotic, not to mention very warm. Delius spent time in Florida managing an orange plantation. It was his father's idea. His father was in the wool business, and he thought a trip to America would finally turn his son into a businessman, too. Delius spent more time studying music than growing fruit while he was in Florida. When he got home, he wrote his Florida Suite. Another Englishman, Sir Arthur Sullivan, was famous for the operettas he wrote with William S. Gilbert. Back then, in the 1870s, there were no copyright laws. That is, nothing to protect people who'd written a show from having other people stage it without their permission. To establish that the first New York production of the operetta The Pirates of Penzance was an official one, Gilbert and Sullivan both showed up at the opening. And Sullivan wrote this overture especially for that American performance. There are lots more composers who visited America, but I'll have to save them for some other time. Next time, nationalism in music. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again next week for more classics for kids.